What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting an all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere, streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus.
Go ahead.
Happy episode 100. Mike, what a way to start episode 100. We have so many things happening right
now. Don't let me start talking.
I know.
You do your thing and then I will go nuts.
So ridiculous. To prevent Mike from having a coronary, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the rundown so that Mike can then express his feelings live to you and hear what's going on in the card world at this moment as we speak. So with that being said, let's hit him with the rundown. Another scam. That's the number one topic. Big picture. You guys are going to hear more about it here in just a moment. But basically, there has been a number of things going on in this hobby. And as of maybe 30 minutes ago, another one just broke. So we'll touch on what's going on and what this means for the hobby. We're going to go into NBA modern versus vintage. And this episode was going to be very cheery, very positive, because
I said early today, remember?
Yes.
Happy Mike.
We said from the get-go, there was going to be some really good stuff going on, especially because I found some really cool vintage news, some trends to share that I think are going to be very positive for this hobby.
And I'm not going to crush that. I am going to make
sure. And that's why we're going to do the compliment sandwich. It's a good, bad, good. The good is the rundown. The bad is the scam. The good is the NBA vintage cards. Then we're going into grading information, your weekly pickups, and I got a doozy of a weekly pickup, and then mailbag. That was the quietest.
No, you're doing good. I'm trying. I've got a couple sources who are talking to people. Apparently the CEO of Genement, a guy named Kevin, is in the clubhouse room. We were just in the clubhouse sports room as the story's breaking.
Guys, this is a kind of an unprecedented opening where I have done so much more talking than Michael.
Yeah, you've done good. And you've also prepped the show. You know, it's funny. We had a conversation about this last night, and this actually right now makes me think more than ever, I would like more boots on the ground for this company. Like, guys, we have the interns. They're doing great. They're staying in their lane, doing a lot. They're also picking up more stuff on the side for the app. I do. I'm to the point now where I'm like, you know what? If we had another content creator or two, actual content creator with a following right now who wants to come in, join forces.
Join the sports cards.
Yeah, I mean, the umbrella is huge. Our YouTube is super small right now. It's going to get bigger. The podcast audience is massive. I mean, I do. It's for reasons like this, though. I would love to have more guys in the fold.
SCNN, Sports Cards Nonsense Network.
Yeah, so that's true. If you're a YouTube guy, if you're a TikTok guy, if you have a big following, I don't need somebody who's like, I want to do this. I've always wanted to. My mom says I'm interesting. I don't care about that. If you have an actual following and you're credible, I think you should email, because it's to the point where things like this happen. So, I mean, basically Mark's cards.
Wait, hang on.
Yep.
Big picture.
You got to smile.
That's good. Alleviate a little of the tension. All right. Another scam.
And you should have this, like, open this on Twitter and Instagram just in case something pops while we're talking. Yep. I mean, the gist of it is I would say go to Card Collector 2's Instagram Live. Ryan just did an Instagram Live. Ryan's got a shop in Ohio.
If you're not familiar, Ryan is from the Card Talk.
Card Talk Pod. Yep.
Yeah.
But one of the few people
we actually like.
Yeah, I've actually said that before. I like two of those guys. I don't know the third. That's fine. Invited Ryan on today. Obviously, he didn't want to talk, and I don't blame him, quite frankly. I probably shouldn't have messaged him. Poor timing by me. basically, Mark's Cards does group submissions. You send them their cards. They then prep your order and send it into PSA so they can get it graded.
Mm-hmm.
The advantages of doing that, a lot of these guys will look over your cards first, like Nash Cards, like Nick Piper at Walk Off Cards. By the way, that's why we have people we use for that.
Because
for this exact trusted. Reason. So you send your cards in. They send them to PSA, SGC, wherever they send them. In this case, it was PSA. Now with PSA, when your grades pop, you pay your bill. Some guys charge up front or some guys just pay up front. I actually almost always just pay up front, so I don't have to worry about a bill on the back end. And basically this guy, Mark's Cards, I guess his first name is Mike. I'm going to give you his phone number. I do actually want to call him while we're live and just see if he'll talk. I can't imagine he would take the call.
Don't give it over the air, though.
No. I'll give it. You can just have it. But took in a bunch of cards, including a ton from Ryan. Of course, those are not just Ryan's cards. They were his customers' cards as well.
How much?
What do you say, $120,000 worth?
$120,000
worth of grading fees.
Yes.
Obviously, the cards, you're probably talking about $500,000 or more worth of cards. Yeah,
yep.
Who knows? This guy apparently opened a shop, I think, in March. I don't know where at. It sounds to me like some people, like Ryan, other people paid up front like I do. And when the grading order popped, I have a couple notes here, which I think are accurate. Ryan mentioned this guy had an order from PSA Pop all at once. He owed $300,000. And this has been happening, by the way, over the course of the last month at least, because Ryan said he was there, I think he said in the middle of December, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right.
I would say watch his live, though. It's only 20 minutes. Watch it.
And you can tell he is obviously shaken. Like,
oh,
he
dude's crying.
It's not something that he's been wanting to talk about, but obviously he needs to get it out there.
Right. So this guy, Marks, got money up front, spent it. Now he cannot afford to pay the grading bill, so he is not getting cards back from PSA. PSA has also now released a statement saying, I just saw this a few minutes ago, he will no longer be allowed, and this was confirmed in that clubhouse room, apparently by the CEO of Gentleman, he will no longer be allowed to sub. That's cool. It doesn't help anybody. We're now being told certain people will just be getting cards back raw. So this guy apparently in the clubhouse room right now is saying PSA is going to take it on the chin. Yeah, I'd be curious. I don't know why PSA would get stuck with this bill. But basically, he used the money to fund his other business. Business didn't go well because it's been a tough market for a year. So this guy spent money, basically leveraged himself against it, lost, and now can't pay to get cards out of PSA. Sounds like Ryan, if I understand this correctly, and again, this is, we're not trying to be unbelievably factual because I don't recall all the details, but it sounds like from what Ryan said in his Instagram Live is that he went ahead and paid the bill for at least his portion of the cards again directly at PSA to get his guy's stuff back.
Paid. Yes, that's what he's saying.
I'll tell you this right now. That is as stand up a move. I've met Ryan in person once for about 12 seconds.
Yep.
Anybody who would do that to me, fantastic. Like that is unbelievably kind.
Absolutely.
This though is why there's so many people have a bad. So I'm actually just curious. You've been in the hobby limited amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 2 weeks, we've had Logan Paul spent $3.5 million to get ripped off.
Yep.
We had, what was the other scandal last week?
We had the
breakers who didn't give away, then did give away, but whatever.
Yep.
And then this, I'm just curious, like as a guy coming in from the outside, because everybody's like, this is mm-hmm. bad for the hobby or no, it's not really a big deal. How does someone like you actually react to this?
So
we haven't had time to talk, so I'm curious of your just initial reaction.
No, I'll tell you my initial reaction to this really took me back to when you first started doing this all to begin with. Because when you first started in this hobby, making money selling cards, I was like, how is anybody making money to live off of selling cards? And you explained it to me, it makes sense. Now we all know how you can break and pay for your bills. But ultimately, it still comes down to there's so much money exchanging hands
mm-hmm.
in handshake deals. And that is what it makes me think of is there's no real accountability other than, hey, you trust me, I trust you. We've done business before. My best friend said he did business and you were a stand-up mm-hmm. guy, and therefore I'm going to trust you. But at the end of the day, how many people have been burned historically across all lines of business
sure.
and hobbies because someone trusted someone else when they honestly didn't know enough
that's
about
a lot of
what
money.
Was going on?
And that's a lot of money to be trusting.
And
people.
That's where it comes down to is there's so much money in this deal, the Logan Paul deal, the $20,000 kaboom. $20,000 is a car and people are trading cards worth a car. Obviously, there needs to be some accountability. And therefore, I say all that to say, I think we now understand why you're seeing so much big business come into this space.
Fanatics.
Not just because of money, but because there needs to be some kind of regulation. And I think they see that too. Because I can go to a business and they could be sued or something like that. They could actually get me my money back or fix the problem.
Yeah, I don't know if
Joe Schmo
can fix that you can go
problem.
After.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know the recourse here for somebody. I can't stress enough either, by the way. I mean, I take my hats off to Ryan. If he hears this, I meant what I said in that message I sent you. Happy to help if we can. But here's where I struggle too. And you saw me losing my mind earlier, because this is what's going to happen. You're going to find a bunch of people, and we just heard it. Oh, but Mike Marks is a nice guy. You know,
already, people are already saying that.
He didn't set out to do anything wrong.
Yep.
If you took my money, I don't care how nice you are.
Yep.
I am in the same spot. Whether you set out to stiff me or not, mm-hmm. that's where I'm at. And what's going to happen is the consequence, well, he lost his shop. That's not a consequence. You got a bunch of money. You had a free ride for the last 8 months.
Mm-hmm. There are people already talking about how, like, he's a stand-up guy. He would go out to these events. He'd pay for people's meals and all that. That's so fantastic. I love to hear that. If I'm doing business with you, I don't care how much money you've given to charity. I don't care what you've done. If you are cheating me, that you can't be doing one thing on a nice thing on one hand and a bad thing on another hand
not.
And be a good guy.
Yeah. Like and I don't know, Mike, we're going to call him here in just a minute. Cause I would love to try to get, cause we have the capability now, right? We can call him from and it'll just come through on the audio.
Yeah. You can do it right now.
Yeah, call him. I just want to talk to him for just a second and just see. I cannot imagine he's taking a call.
We'll let him know right off the bat that it's a,
I was telling you live. You're being recorded on a podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably will answer.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mike?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Mike. My name is Mike Giuseppe. We're recording a podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network. Wonder if you had a minute for us.
Hey, what's going on?
Well,
I think I might have heard that you said I wouldn't answer.
I said there's I got your number from my buddy Tim over at Slabstrong. I said there's no chance this guy answers, but.
Well, again, so the story going around is that I'm not answering. So there you go. You have your story.
False information. There you go. I'm already spreading it. I'm sorry.
You already have the information that say, hey, we can't get a hold of this guy. I think how many rings did it take? And I don't even know your number.
Pretty good.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed. I am curious. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of, well, you know how this goes, Mike, right? There's everything speculation. Everybody's telling stories secondhand. Of course, Ryan just went live with his version. I'm just curious, could you care to shed any light on what's actually going on from the source's mouth?
I'm going to tell you guys one thing. You just be ready. You be ready when the time's right. You be ready. That's all I got to say.
What is that? Be ready for what?
Yeah, well, when the time is right, I'll be okay to say the story of what's been going on this side. But we're in a fluid situation right now. So we're still working directly. With PSA.
Yeah. Gotcha. Obviously I'm sure there's some details you can't then. I mean, in terms of people who have their cards at PSA right now, I mean, PSA working with you to get the cards back or PSA saying you're still.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm packaging and shipping as we speak.
So the bill got paid then? I mean, is this a whole non-story?
No,
I mean,
again, it's the way it's misconstrued. It's not the way it works. Everybody assumes their cards are ready. And when the cards are ready, that's when the bills do.
Yeah, I understand.
People assume their cards are ready. They don't really think that there's cards sitting there that have been out for a year and they're not ready.
So, Mike, just to clarify, this is Jesse. I co-host with Mike here. The overall issue that I think is coming up is that people are saying the cards that are ready aren't being able to be paid for with the funds that were already paid for them. They paid up front and now they're saying
those are details right there. Like I said, that will come out. So when people assume that everybody paid for orders, that is not true.
No, not everyone, Mike, but like Ryan just went live and said he paid his $120 up front. I mean, I'm assuming that's accurate, correct?
Well, I mean, that's a whole nother story of how that went about, and I'm sure the industry wouldn't be happy of how that went about. So, again, we'll save that for another time.
When you say another time, are you planning on doing some kind of live
social media? I just know that right now that we have litigation involved. That's all. And I'm just trying to be as respectful as possible and know that I've been, since we started, always voicing. And it's the toughest thing is not to voice right now, except just to work. So like, that's what we're doing right now. You know, we're just literally getting submissions that we picked up, getting out, sending grades out, getting cards out.
It's going
a little slower right now because it's a one man show. So that's the thing. So let's set something up. I'd be more than happy. I'd be way more than happy to speak on it. I know right now it's just to put your head down and get to work and.
Okay. I mean, Mike, that's fair. Like I said, I appreciate you taking the call. I mean, if you look around, we don't know each other. I'm sure you can find our reputation and our reach pretty easily. We have a pretty big name in it. You're more than welcome to come back on at some point.
I'd love to share your side of the story.
So
I would absolutely love to. It's not a shot down. I'd love to get
sure.
it. It's just being in a respectful way of saying, hey, I'm sorry, just not at this time. You know what I mean? We just can't.
So, and just to be clear, Mike, before we jump off here, is there anything you want to refute at all, like to clear your name, to make it known that maybe there's some things out there that shouldn't be known?
I guess the big thing is people say they're not able to, that I ran off with the cards and the cash, and yet you can call me and I'm right here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we heard is, hey,
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here, and my whole goal from day one is to get cards back to the customers. And we've done a huge amount. I mean, in the millions and millions of dollars of cards we've done. So we're not here to take stuff. We're here to get the stuff back to the people.
So as of right now, business as usual is nothing out of the ordinary for you, it sounds like.
Well, we're not doing any shop right now because the overhead. We don't have the overhead to manage a shop. So it's either our focus is let's get all these packages that we do have on hand in and out, working with PSA and getting packages in and out. And then, you know, we'll go from there.
And let me ask you another quick question. Do you happen to know Kevin, the CEO over at Gentleman?
Kevin Laney, I do.
Yeah. So he said too, like, there'll be no more submissions for you guys. Has that been conveyed to you, or is that just him talking out of, you know, tongue in cheek?
We're not going to drop off any more submissions anyway.
Do you owe PSA money right now though? I mean,
again, those are details that we'll share at a later, and we'll get all the details. I promise.
Yeah, it's a pretty important detail. I think you'd agree, though, right?
No, again, there's a lot of things that everybody would like to know, and I'm more than happy to share it. Again, I've been even with PSA. I've opened up our books to PSA, so they know what's going on. So,
Mike,
we are like I said, I appreciate the call, and it's a time that we're working through tirelessly, and it hurts our heart. I can tell you that. It's not easy.
All right. Well, there you go. That was Mike Marks with Marks Cards. Appreciate you taking the call, Mike. Thank you. All right. I don't either. Things have been drastically blown out of proportion, or that is the most cavalier guy who just...
This seemed like it was just another day. Nothing had been going on.
I mean, I get the legal thing, but if that's the case, then I don't know. This is the type of stuff, though. I have no stomach for this.
Can
crap.
I say, though?
Right, hats off to him for taking the call.
I'm glad he took
the call. I am absolutely shocked that just happened. I would have loved to have had Ryan on for that.
So I think that kind of goes back. You know, I thought as soon as he picked up the phone and started talking, he wasn't yelling or anything like that. That's why everyone's saying those other things like, oh, he's a nice guy. So glad to hear he's a nice guy. And he seemed like a nice guy. But
that's the
actions
thing.
Actions and words are two different things.
I'm not going to refute that.
Yeah.
If it comes out more factually, which again, Ryan spoke pretty clear about this. If it comes out more factually that he took people's money, I don't care how nice you are. I'm not saying you're not a nice guy.
That's what we have. There you go, folks. You've heard it straight from the horse's mouth that apparently things are still coming out. We'll get you more detail as we hear, but I think we can all agree that the industry is experiencing some ups and downs right now, and mainly downs. So I don't know.
That's our first on-air call, too. I love that we have the phone capability now.
You love how smoothly that went? We never even practiced it.
You know, I wanted to just flip out. He is, I mean, the fact that he was, and Ryan just said, call him, we were off live. So I'll give him a call after this. That's fine. Let's go on to something else then.
I'm going to turn it positive.
Do your thing.
I'm going to turn it positive.
I like that. You have that ready?
Shake it off. You got to be ready to turn it into, we went negative. We get that. There's negative things in the world. But do you have to focus on them? Let's turn positive. And with that, we're going to talk a little bit about the NBA. And to do that, we actually have to go negative for a quick second. NBA Modern is not
it's
doing...
It's tough to come back from that, isn't it? It's an interesting bridge.
Here's the great news is you and I have practiced... You and I have gotten in so many like little arguments right before we were have to record a pod that we've been able to like practice the whole, all right, compartmentalize, push it aside, and keep going. Keep pushing through. I think that's what we got to do right now.
The only difference is I like me and you are good friends. So when it happens, I'm like, all right, this is coming from a good place. He's setting me straight. Jesse yelled at me before the first YouTube show during we had to cut during, it,
yeah.
But he was totally correct. So I am honestly,
I know.
Oh man.
I know.
But, my God, do you NBA though?
But
that's good.
At least here's some exciting.
I am shocked that he took a call. I really, really am surprised he answered.
Kind of.
But if you're not going to say anything, I guess it's easy. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, go ahead. NBA.
So NBA news. First off, we had the interns pull up some information on the top 10 guys based on their PER. PER stands for?
Player efficiency rating?
See, I was wondering if you would even know, but you did. That was good. Bottom line, PER is basically what the ESPN or I don't know if other people besides ESPN use it. Do they? I haven't found PER.
I mean, that's just a general stat, yeah.
Okay, but it basically just says... Overall, rounded out with their additional stats, these guys are best in the league because of points scored, assists, rebounds.
Who is the most effective player on the court?
That, with that being said, the first person on that list was
Joker.
Yeah, it was.
He's having an unbelievable season.
Joker. It goes Giannis. Joel Embiid, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler.
Funny LeBron's that high, huh?
Yeah, I actually, but he's second in scoring. So I think that's one of the things that bumped him up there. Rudy Gobert?
Gobert, yep.
Trae Young. Oh, Montrezl Harrell?
Harrell, yep.
Okay. Yeah, and Brandon Clark. So other than Trae Young, those last four, I really have never even heard of. Gobert for Utah Jazz.
Defensive Harrell specialist,
for good Wizards, player, and Brandon Clark. Actually, I've heard of Brandon Clark for the Grizzlies. Here's what I'm going to tell you. We're not going to spend much time going over these because they really haven't done anything over the last couple months. Maybe gone down a little, if anything. But these are the guys who are playing the best, and their pricing, if you take their most average last three sales and compare them with what they were doing 2 months ago, basically the same, if not maybe a little down. So we thought, okay, well, that stinks. We can't really focus on that. So where is the market pointed right now? Where do we see an increase? What we found was the vintage market. We've been talking about forever that the vintage market has taken a hit. We're not seeing much in the way of any kind of positive momentum. However, it has really turned a tide over the last month. Mike, I have not shared with you all the data here.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
But okay. I will ask, maybe we focus up on what we're going to do.
Good. I'm with you. Go.
You are. Okay. All right. So I pulled up basketball, which inevitably led me to football as well. So I've got stats on both. Let's talk basketball, though, since we're already there, and talk about a few vintage guys. I'll pull it up on the screen for you, Mike. So that's not the screen.
Let me share one thought, because I did want to touch on the Jokic thought from just a second ago. If I do that. Cool. No, I'm on the show now. I'm with you.
You're there.
There's an interesting play here with Nikolai Jokic, by the way. Number one PER. I mean, right now he's probably the MVP. If that team gets a healthy Jamal Murray back at the end. And so let's go a little bit longer term here, because I don't want to just go short term like we always do.
Sure.
I think this guy's going to go down as an all-time great. Now, I mean, rings will obviously be the mark of, is he a top 50 player? Is he a top 20 player? Whatever.
Okay.
Talent-wise, skill set, unbelievable. And he's amazingly unathletic, which is just makes it even more impressive. He had his triple double last night was like 40. Pull up his stats from last night, if you would. If you go to scores up top there and just pull up his, I mean, dude, last night the individual game he had was absolutely ridiculous. These are season stats. You got to go to scores. Oh boy, NBA tab, drop down box. Go to the NBA.
Yep.
Scores. There you go.
I'm gonna go to the scores box.
This is the type of guy, so go to last night, who is going to have staying power in the hobby. Now, I couple that with he's a big man. Traditionally, big men do not get hobby love. Kareem, Shaq, Wilt, Bill Russell.
Shaq.
First name I said, but no, Kareem, Shaq. You're close, though.
You said Shaq?
He plays for the Nuggets. Go ahead and grab that game. But what's crazy about this guy is another guy who got caught up being a victim of base is the devil type thing. His Prism PSA 10 from 2015 is a pop of 700. It's selling for under $600. Its high was like 1800, 1600, somewhere in that range. Let me pull this up on Card Ladder. By the way, too, we always forget to mention on Card Ladder, if you go to our website, sportscardsnonsense.com, you can get 15% off a membership there. It's the best site in the business, especially now out there with PSA, ton of tools,
yep.
Sales history, all vetted. Even guys who aren't on the ladder, can find that.
I don't think we've ever talked about the index before.
The index is great too. Like, what is a player doing in general, even for cards not specifically being tracked?
Yep.
So Jokic, $1,700 back in April of 2021. That same card is now selling for under 600. Population is 700. It gets interesting with him too. PSA 9s, under $200 right now. Population's 1120. I just think Jokic is the type of guy, if you were looking for like a surefire Hall of Famer, grab a card, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The card population's never going high. Like, there wasn't nearly as much Prism printed back then. And this guy is going to go down as an all-time. What he's doing this year is ridiculous.
He had 49 points in that game.
Yeah, last night, 49 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. He shot 64% from the field, 60% from three, 87% from the free throw line, 3 steals and a block. What are we doing here?
And his card pricing is down.
Yeah, and I think the card pricing is down across the board in basketball,
for sure.
Just because you've got the length of the season stretched out. You know, there's a lot of things like that.
And that's basically why we turned to vintage after we found, like, there's not a lot to say because guys are performing well and their card prices are down. The whole market is down. That's what they're,
right.
That's really all there is to say at that point. But we can also point to there are other bright spots in this hobby where you are seeing an upturn. And that's why I started pulling up these
some
guys.
Vintage. So, last note on modern then, please. To your point there is, I think this is typical too, though, because of the length of the season. You've got NFL playoffs happening right now.
Yes.
Prospecting in the offseason of baseball is huge. Mm-hmm. We see more attention to F1, UFC, soccer is a massive market. So basketball is kind of like one of those things. Okay, it's going to be okay for a while. you know, downturn. We've got another few months.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden it becomes, well, who is playing really, really well? What team is trending like they're going to make the playoffs and go on a late run? Okay, mm-hmm. The playoffs start. So I think just a natural progression. That's why I think Joker fits the bill in every aspect. I think he fits the bill if you want to buy him and flip him in 3 months. Yep. I think it fits if you want to hold him till they win a championship potentially in a couple of years, or if you literally just want this sitting in a box next to a Kobe rookie to give to your kid in 20 years. I think he's that kind of a talent. I really do.
So what you're saying is now might be a decent time to buy?
I think it's a good time to buy. Yeah, okay. And not a pump and dump type buy. I don't think it's a 2 week flip.
Yeah.
But I think a PSA 9 for under $200 is a great buy for a guy on a budget. His raw card, by the way, the raw prism,
yeah,
$75. And if you want to go pre-SA 10,
yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I think in this case, in terms of value, the fact that a PSA 10 is selling for less than 3X a PSA 9, I think the best value play is the 10.
Mm-hmm.
But your budget, 75, 200, 600, I think he's a great buy for any type of collector or flip guy right now.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and you mentioned some lower, more attainable.
I just want to shake out the negativity.
Shake it. No, I'm going to do it again.
Shake it.
There it is.
Shake it.
Get it out.
Is Taylor Swift coming?
Tay-Tay?
We have her autograph.
All right. So Michael Jordan is the one that everybody goes to when we talk about vintage. And for a while now, his prices have been pretty stagnant. But mm-hmm. I pulled up a SGC 9. Of Jordan's rookie card.
There's a crazy movement happening where the SGC 80s and older cards.
So maybe, okay, so I'm glad to hear you say that because I pulled up this one and I pulled up his PSA 1s too, and they obviously also showed a similar increase, but the SGC one I thought was nice because literally a month ago, exactly, it was selling for less than 12K, and now we're seeing closer the last three sales was 16K and then just about 15K.
Yeah,
the last two.
Closing the gap. What's the PSA 9 doing right now?
So PSA 20? 9 is currently doing...
maybe 25?
22.
22 and a half? What's a BGS 9?
But you'll notice, though, the PSA did not have as much of a bump over that same time period because the same time period a month ago, the PSA actually... you know what? The PSA 9 was doing 24. It's actually come down some.
Give me the BGS 9. Okay. I'm gonna guess this one sells for quite a bit less than the SGC. So SGC was what, 15? Oh, almost the exact same value, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you offer me these same cards right now, a BGS or an SGC, mm-hmm. I'm not even close. I'm taking the SGC sure. For this card, for a 30-year-old card, for sure.
So that's the Jordan. Larry Bird, I pulled up a birdie for you.
Do the 1980, please. You've got the 81, which is a second year, unless that's a specific one you wanted.
Well, I do want to talk about it because I know that that one has a bump in value, but I'll pull up the 1980 as well.
Yeah, 1980 is the rookie. You know, there was a time I was public on the show. I'm trying to buy a PSA 9, maybe an SGC 9. I tell you right now, the SGC 9.5 is not even in the ballpark anymore. So I've got a PSA. The highest I've got is an 8. This card's way down from where it was.
So I think it's down. Let me see if it has done the same similar move.
Oh,
so
wow, 5,000.
It was doing 4,800 back mid December.
Give me that spike. I just whacked my cord, by the way, sir.
Which one? This one?
Give me the spike right there.
Oh,
12.
Oh, 20.
That's not, yeah, it's garbage.
So, but
yeah, it was well over 12 for a while there.
Yeah.
Less than half.
But that being said, this card, even the 1980, the Bird Johnson Irving card was doing 4,800 a month ago. It is now up to 5,300
for PSA 8.
Yep. So obviously some movement there. The Larry Bird, the reason I pulled up the 1981 Topps Bird.
His first solo card.
Yeah, it's his first solo one, but there obviously also seems to be, you know, some love for it. There's 1,100 in the PSA 9. And I try to focus more on attainable cards, not like in the thousands if I could help it. So this is, granted, it's still high. It's
950.
Currently going for 950, but again, a month ago, it was doing 650. Malone, same thing. He a month ago he was doing 366. He's now doing 525. This is the 1986 PSA 9. Scottie Pippen, 88 Fleer, a month ago doing 205. Now doing 240.
So, what is your overall assessment thought? What are you
overall assessment? I think is people have we've been talking about this for a while that vintage is brutal. It's been dead for a little bit. It's been on the downturn. I don't want to say we've hit a
floor,
the bottom, but mm-hmm. maybe we have, because at this point, if nothing else, we are seeing an upward trend in vintage. So that was the basketball I pulled up. I just pulled up a handful because I didn't know how much time we were going to have to go over this, but I pulled up a lot more football to go along with it, since we, you know,
and playoffs. We did, so, you know, when we did the football episode was when we were in Florida. That's when we did the football episode.
Oh, yeah.
Vintage.
Okay. So good timing for this, because everybody's obsessed with football at the moment. Everybody that I pulled up had the exact same experience, except even more so than basketball. Everybody
upward trend.
Upward trend was even more. So, so 89, Barry Sanders. So this one was a PSA 10 that I pulled.
89 score, by the way. This is the iconic score. Because this is his iconic one, the green border.
Yep. So the PSA 10 had actually more of a bump. But I'm, this is also something I'm noticing, is if the card is less than 2,000, it is much more affected than cards that are like, a, say, a PSA 10 of a card that would be 10,000 versus a PSA 9 of a card, or we'll say PSA 8 of a card that would be like 1,000 to 1,500 sure. or something like that. Yep. Those cards, the smaller 1,500s, are definitely seeing much more of a bump.
So this, what are you seeing with the high end though? So like if this card was 10 grand as a 10,
so
1 grand as an 8, you're saying the 8 in general is rising. What is the 10 doing?
It's, for the most part, it's stale? Not going down, but it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of stagnant.
Okay.
So this Barry Sanders though was a little bit different. This is the PSA 10. And it, like I said, football is seeing more of a bump than basketball.
Which makes sense, right? The playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a couple things, by the way. The playoffs are obviously the most relevant thing right now, but mm-hmm. I think there's also, I was, again, clubhouse room the other night with 50-100 people, I don't know.
Yeah.
This was one of the biggest topics.
Vintage? Hey,
have you ever looked at vintage football and how you've got guys like Barry Sanders? Yes. The pop on this card is under 2,000.
Right.
I would tell you right now, this is one of, and we got into this discussion too, most iconic cards. Clubhouse just providing content, mostly idiots, but most iconic football cards of all time.
Yeah.
Now, when I say iconic, it's a blend to me, like awesome card, valuable, but also a card that everybody knows.
I could see that and say, oh, I've seen that card before.
So like the Tom Brady contenders to me is the most iconic football card at this point, in my opinion.
Football card? I don't know.
What comes to mind when you think of football?
So that's what I was thinking.
Which is perfect. You are the demographic, as a matter of fact.
If anything, when I think of football,
I
think of Emmitt Smith. I think, but I'm a little biased because you're tech. That. Yeah.
So this other card on top here, as a matter of fact, the Joe Namath. Do you know that card?
Is actually not. So Joe Namath is another person that I actually do envision. I wouldn't know it's Joe Namath, but the card itself
is recognizable.
Yes, I absolutely. Oh yeah, I've seen that card.
My other argument, just to get off track for a second, is mm-hmm. the most iconic card at this point right now, again, because you have a lot of young collectors who mm-hmm. don't care about vintage. Do you know what the 1989 Upper Deck Ken Griffey Jr. card looks like?
Is that the one where he looks like a little kid almost, like where it's just like his,
just headshot.
His face? Yeah.
I actually think right now that is the most iconic card in all of sports.
I think you'd be very close to that.
Now people would tell you the 52 Mantle, the Honus Wagner, that is true.
I'm going to tell you, you know what this is? This is excellent fodder for the next man on the street.
I like it.
If you guys
we hold up two cards. Oh yeah. If you haven't seen the YouTube, it's the funniest segment you'll ever see in your life. That is what we're doing.
Yes.
And then I want to call another thing.
When you think of cards,
that guy Minahan does this. I want to just start calling random people and asking them if they know what this card is. Now that we have the phone a privilege, I want to abuse it. I didn't mean to sidetrack you, by the way. Sorry.
But latest YouTube is out. Please go watch it. If you even cared anything about sports before, you'll love this video because it's all about sports.
So overall point here, we are seeing positive movement, especially with the under 2,500-ish type vintage all-time greats.
Yes. So let me hit a few more of these pretty quickly. So the Barry Sanders, I don't know if I even mentioned it, but so back into November, the card was selling for
under 1,100.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now we're seeing it at 1,700 for PSA 10.
Emmitt Smith 1990 score supplemental. Now this is again an iconic card.
Yes. So
not nearly as much as that Barry, but still iconic.
And this is one that I actually bought right. It was like January, February. I bought a 9 of this card.
This was a straight cash home.
It was.
At the time.
And I bought it and I made some money.
People got killed on that if they held it. That's why we stopped doing it. Population 756.
The card was selling for about 1,000, dropped down to 1,000
in October.
And it was also, you know, 1,100 December 23rd.
I sold mine for like 1,800.
But now, 1,700.
Yeah.
And that's the PSA 10. The PSA 9 is doing something very similar. Back in December 3rd, sold for $100, December 14th, sold low for 107.
Hundreds, low hundreds.
Just sold for 200.
Okay, now see, this is a good example of a card with the Jokic, Nikola, the Joker card we talked about.
Yeah.
PSA 10 is 600. Mm-hmm. PSA 9 is 200. I think a PSA with somewhat older stuff, there should be a bit more of a gap. We've seen the market support that, right?
Yeah.
So in that instance, I said, hey, the 10 is the way to go. With hang on, leave this.
The 9 though, right?
With this card, go back to the 10 for a second. Yeah. So with the Emmett Smith, again, 1990 score supplemental, his real true rookie. The PSA 10 is a pop of 750 and is worth 1700 right now.
Yep.
What's the pop on the 9? So the 9 is 4400, but the pop is 200.
200.
What is that, like 12% of the price? Now, granted, and people would argue, well, it's 4,400 of them. It's Emmett Smith. I don't think that's an egregious. This is the same number just about in pop count as the PSA 10 Griffey.
Yeah.
That card, now granted, it's a 10, not a 9, but that card sells for $2,000 right now. And that's flattened out.
Yep.
I think this at $200 for a 9, look at the discrepancy in price from 200 to 1,700.
Yes.
I don't know that I'd buy in at 200 right now, but I think you could probably still get this at 175 like you did a week ago.
That's what I mean. I think you could get this for between 150, 175 right now.
So that's why guys ask, like, hey, is there value with a 9? Yes, sometimes there is. Emmett, a 9 selling for a 90% discount of a 10, I think there's value. Yeah. Joker selling for only 66% off, I don't think is a great value on an ultra modern card. That's a great card.
Peyton Manning. So
we're not doing straight cash only, but Peyton Manning. We spent some time looking at him the other day.
And it's funny because he's still
criminally cheap.
Even though most of these other ones have popped more than this, Peyton was one of the smallest pops of all of these.
Smallest amount of growth.
Growth, I should say. Yeah, excuse me. So
weird.
98 Topps Chrome Peyton Manning. I pulled up a PSA 10. Let me see the PSA 9 too. So it was a similar growth on both the PSA 9, but I'll talk PSA 9 first because it's more affordable.
Okay.
So back
260-ish right now.
Month ago, doing 228. Yeah, it's doing about 250, 260 to 270, something like that.
12% growth. Okay.
PSA 10 was doing about a month ago, 1200. It's now popped up to 1500. 15. So about what, a 10% or no, 20% increase. So again, it's a good increase. What's sad is I'm saying that a 12% increase on a PSA 9 and a 20% increase on a PSA 10 isn't all that great when we compare it to some of these others. But the good news is it's the same story. We're seeing an increase in vintage.
And Manning, too, is a guy I just think you could buy his stuff and put it away and never. I'm not talking about for flippers. I just think with anything Peyton, you can do well because it is so far off the peak that we saw once. He's an all-time great who is as relevant as any retired quarterback.
Yes.
Like Brady is going to disappear when he's gone. His market is not going to matter. Doesn't.
Yeah.
But Manning is going to be in the limelight. The Monday Night Football thing is going to do nothing but grow.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's an awesome show. Yeah. Why not? Why not invest now in Manning? I agree with you. I think that one has more room to run. Terry Bradshaw.
We talked about this rookie. I own a 5 and my 5 has been stagnant.
What did you buy at? Do you remember?
I have it on my card letter. This is not my card letter account, is it? On the screen?
No, this is my account.
We have 2 accounts.
Yeah, they gave us each one. We're co-hosts.
Well, host and assistant. That's not fair. Not assistant, but like...
Assistant to the co-host? while he's pulling up the 5...
Oh, I guess I don't have 7 in my collection. That's funny.
So I had the 7 pulled up. Again, another great, just another piece of evidence that proves, or at least it lends itself to the idea that vintage is coming back. Terry Bradshaw, 1971 Topps. Card was selling, again, $750 or so. There were some spikes up to 1,000, between 750 and 1,000 back in December. But now it's selling at 1,200. Another pretty decent bump up. I mean,
he is on my list of guys I think are, I would say it's him, Jim Brown, Roger Staubach. I would argue were the 3 most undervalued Hall of Fame, top tier type guys in vintage football.
And let me say to this point too, another reason why I'm saying this is sports boy talking, not Jesse.
Sure.
So obviously there's some credibility. The reason why I'm saying vintage is coming back right now is what is Terry Bradshaw doing right now? What's Emmett Smith doing? What's Barry Sanders doing?
Bradshaw's
now?
Public.
Yes. But what are they doing now that they weren't already doing?
Fair. Nothing.
There's right. no difference. Right. So that's why there's evidence to me that
what's interesting too, and spike. I'll tell you what's good about this too, is if you just said, well, football vintage is moving, mm-hmm. it makes sense, playoffs, but basketball seeing the same thing. So that's good research. I like this.
89 Troy Aikman's the same thing. 86 Jerry Rice is the same thing. And with the Jerry Rice talk.
By the way, that card I hate.
Well,
the PSA 8.
That Let's maybe transition into the grading news because Jerry Rice kind of transitions over there because we talked about this last week. So PSA put out a post, or last episode, they put out a post on Instagram that basically just gives some stats. I love stats. Mm-hmm. I know you're into stats. PSA has been grading like crazy. They have opened up, what is it? Economy?
$50 a card. If you're a member of the collector's club, which is $100 a year, but I'm not sure how many you can actually sub doing that. So,
and I think it's still a 90-day return. Here's the thing about it though. And it, someone was saying like, oh yeah, that's great. They're opening back up. That must mean good things. There's still guys waiting for over a year. There's still cards that they don't have. How are you getting out these cards in 90 days when there are other cards that haven't come out for over a year to 14 months? It just, I don't know. All that being said, the stats are still interesting as to what people are submitting, and the top 10 list of what guys are submitting, overwhelmingly.
Now, hang on. So this was the most cards.
For December 2021, mm-hmm. card, most submitted card.
Has to be Mac Jones. Don Russ.
Yes. And
now, is it an individual?
He is actually 1 and 2. So there's a press proof premium of that. That is the second most submitted card.
God.
And then number 3.
Isn't it Jordan?
Does that not surprise you? How are there still so many Jordans out there being submitted?
I don't get it.
And that does concern me, though, about overall price for Jordan. Because it's
the like, 86 Flair rookie.
With the fact that there are so many of them
getting,
out there.
Are they just getting resubbed, reholdered? I don't know. Crossed over from other great. I don't know.
Here's the thing. If it's third most submitted, I'm going to tell you it's not everybody sending in to get reholdered or regraded.
I would love a
raw cards.
I don't know if PSA is listening to this. I would love a response to that part. Like, what are the Jordans you are seeing? How is that possible? Jerry's on the list though, correct?
Well, so we skipped down to number 7.
I also
Jerry
wish there was a
Rice.
There's not an actual number, right?
So. Oh, the actual number of how many of those mm-hmm. were spent? No. But so actually, before I get down to Jerry Rice, so all we talked about Mac Jones makes sense. We've already been talking about
it. Of course.
It. Michael Jordan, it's weird that there's so many out there, but it makes sense.
Unless Simmons' theory is correct. Someone just has a warehouse of 86 Flair and he hates it and he thinks it's just going to blow up in a bad way.
Okay, I hope not for Gary V's sake.
And my sake.
Yeah, that's fair. Sell now. Anthony Edwards, number 4, but also Prism. Makes sense. Prism, 2020 Ooh. Panini Prism.
I got a Prism back.
2021 Mac Jones, 2009 Steph Curry. That's the top 6. Number 8, Michael Jordan again. Number 9, Bowman, Tom Brady. Number 10.
But hang on. The Bowman Brady, too. How is there just a bunch of those being subbed?
Number 10, 2020 Panini Prism LaMelo Ball. Okay.
Perfect.
That's 9 out of the 10. How is it that number 7, all those make sense. How is it that number 7 is Jerry Rice?
Well,
what's
wait a minute.
Going on?
It's the same as, you said 9 out of the 10. That's the same as the Brady and it's the same as the two Jordans on there. Those what are all 30-year-old cards. How
no,
are
no,
they?
No. I know, but those are iconic. Like they are.
Oh, the Rice is iconic.
I know it's, and I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying the Jerry Rice card mm-hmm. is not up there with the Bowman and the Michael Jordan. And
in terms of value?
Is in terms of what I would think. Now, again, mm-hmm. a little more of a novice than you. What I would think guys are out there submitting right now. Why Jerry Rice all of a sudden?
This makes as much sense to me as the other ones. I don't know why any of those are on there. How are there this many 86 cards? But in terms of greatness, yeah, he's on the same level as Brady and Jordan.
And to point out too, we have the card. We were just looking at the Jerry Rice card. The PSA 10 is going, that's why, because that's in, how is that possible? The PSA 10 of that card is going for $84,000 and the PSA 8 is going for $367.
Because there's only 60 of them.
So that's,
and there's 12,000 eights. Yeah.
It is interesting. Have you heard anybody talking about, I got to get my Jerry Rice.
Oh graded, yeah. Jerry's. Yeah. No, not graded. I have trouble with all those, but this is the same as the Jordan.
You think
the
so?
Jordan PSA
so maybe
10.
I'm making a big deal out of nothing.
You are on this one because think about this. The Jordan PSA 10 right now is doing 300 ish, 300,000. his PSA 8 is doing what? 6, 8 It's the same. It's the same. Yeah, it's we're making a big deal.
Maybe.
That's okay. This was actually a really well done. I would like to move on for time's sake. I think you did an awesome job on this. Very impressed.
What else do you want to go to? Because we're 45 minutes in. There are a few other things on here. I did want to touch on a couple other things. I won't spend as much time. Can I do that real quick?
Go ahead.
All right. So, just as a note, there are still a ton of non-sports cards being graded. I thought that was interesting. Of course, Pokemon takes the top two. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is number three. That's not as interesting. What I did find a little bit more interesting was most submitted cards by category.
Soccer.
Top three. What would you say? Most submitted cards.
Basketball. Is TCG one? Like just one big category? Is it Pokemon, Magic,
They've got those broken out. Yeah. So not TCG as one.
Soccer, basketball, Pokemon.
Basketball's number one. Pokemon's number two. Football's number three. Baseball four. Soccer five.
That was close. Two out of three.
That's just kind of crazy to me that Pokemon is getting. I mean,
it is wild.
It is a lot of attention. It's lately. Not, but I think the fact. No, I can't even explain it because why send in so much Pokemon unless there are just a lot of people finding vintage stuff because the new stuff just isn't worth $100 grade. I would think you would send that to SGC. I wouldn't think you would send that to PSA.
Possible.
At current prices. That was my overall thought. I just wanted to share some of those stats.
It's fair.
We can go on.
I just had a quick thing. I got my SGC order back yesterday. Nothing huge.
You say that you didn't get anything huge. I do.
Jesse got back a SGC 10.
SGC? My first.
By the way, I've still not got a gold label ever.
Well, this is still, I did not get a gold label either. However, this is the first card I have ever submitted myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
out of Allen and Ginter.
I am 10 out of, I've gotten, I'm 1-1 for 10.
100%.
100%.
Batting 100.
Allen and Ginter, the Golden Lion Tamarin.
Rally back.
I mean, it's kind of a big deal. Now, I think there's one of these in existence.
It's the one you're holding. And now that card raw, 99 cents to $1.50.
Graded and signed
but
by me.
SGC 10, when Jesse signs the holder, I'll sell it to the first person for $500. I will take that from Jesse.
What are we giving discounts now?
Yeah. So I got a couple. I did some Mosaic Choice Baseball. It's cheap. I love cheap Mosaic Baseball. I don't care. I got a Joey Bart number to 88 auto, and I got a Christian Pache just base auto.
Mm-hmm.
Both came back with a 10 auto, a 9.5. So my plan was when I sub these anyways. So as a 9.5 10, I think the value still increased enough to cover the grade. At this point, I think I'm literally just even, but I'm high on both players. So my thought was cool. When the player stock goes up, it's worth it.
Okay.
Where I did really well. This was the one we ripped from that day when I got crushed.
Oh,
I think it was when we were doing the documentary. Yeah. Yep. By the way, XTR documentary, check that out. It's not out yet, but they've released news.
Check it out. It's not out.
So Anthony Edwards, I pulled the Prism base. I just didn't think at the time what it was going to cost to get back to. I wasn't going to go PSA. Ended up coming back in SGC 10. I was pretty excited. I'm going to sell that quick.
What is that worth now?
Check it up. I actually don't know.
Let's see.
And then the other, I had some old baseball prospects I just been meaning to send in. Nick York, who's the second base prospect for them out of 2020 Bowman. So I had a purple chrome refractor, which sells for about $70 raw, came back a 9.5. I'm guessing it's probably 100 to 120. So again, small bump over the actual grading price.
He's down. He was selling for 120 a week ago. He's at 82 now.
The 82, 97. Yeah. What's the PSA doing?
PSA 10 is doing 306.
Yeah. So I should have gone PSA on that. Then I would have made more money. Yeah. Okay. So that was a mistake on my part. I didn't think it would 10 either. The Nick York, I got a refractor auto number to 499, came back at 9.5.10. Again, I think it probably helps the card $75 to $100 in value. So worth it. The purple auto though, does about 300 to 350 raw, came back at 10.10.
Who is that?
Nick York prospect for the Sox.
Okay.
I think that probably increased the value by about $300. So,
really?
And again, I got them back quick. And those are all selling 75 to 80% of PSA 10s anyways in baseball. So I'm good.
Is that all stuff you ripped at Nash Cards or
no? Okay. Just the and then I had this one too, just sitting in a box. Tristan Casas, 2020 Bowman Chrome, so a second Chrome card, orange refractor. This card selling for about $100 raw, came back a 9.5. I'm going to ask like $1.50 to $1.75. So overall, did pretty well.
Yeah,
that's a good example though too. The Edwards, yep, made a mistake at PSA. If it 10, which I'm not sure it would have. PSA has been strict lately. If it came back a 9, I would have lost my shirt. Every other card, though, if they came back with the exact same grade from PSA, I would have lost money because of the grading. There's not enough discrepancy in price. So, yeah, a PSA 9 Edwards is selling for $45. It would have cost me $100. I would have lost an extra $70 there. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I actually feel pretty good about what I did. Okay. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, and I went 3 for 3 on my PSA order, too. It's not back yet, but random just Brady and Mahomes, 3 like insert color inserts from Mosaic last year. Mm-hmm. The great thing is, I mean, I subbed them for $16 and they PSA 10, so not mad about it.
That's really good. Good
if you
for
want
you.
Nick York cards, by the way, I'm going to sell all those. Oh, people are excited.
People want to know about Nick York.
Let's just do our picks and then do mailbag. Is that cool?
I could not be more excited. All right. Playoff picks.
So you went 4 for 6. I went 5 for 6.
Do we just add from here?
Of course we do.
Okay. So
loser gives away $8,000. To charity of their choice. That's a sham, by the way. Okay, so let's all start right off with your Tennessee.
Well, duh.
Tootins.
Everybody knows. Titans are going to win. That's foregone conclusion. And if anyone's wondering, the game coming up is the championship game, and that's not the Super Bowl.
The game coming up is also the divisional round, not the championship, which is also not the Super Bowl.
Wait, is this not the last? So Titans play and they'll play the Chiefs because the Chiefs are going to win.
That will be the championship.
That's the championship game.
You got to watch. By the watch YouTube. By the way, guys, if you haven't, it is Jesse wore a fake mask, convinced people he was a Titans player, and threw out knowledge like that. Okay, we're both taking the Titans.
Okay,
Bengals.
You're taking the Titans.
I am. I think Derrick Henry's going to run wild.
Really, really good.
Bills at the Chiefs. Now to put in perspective, it's a 1-point line. Chiefs are -1 as the home team, so that means this is literally a toss up. Even less than. I think people are probably...
Josh, I will say that I am so glad we're not playing the Bills because he was...
I've already put you in for Bills. Is that right?
No, I'm Chiefs.
Really? Yeah.
My wife would be very upset if I chose Bills anyways.
I don't think she cares.
But she does. Fine. She cares. She likes Mahomes for some reason. So I think it's his looks.
We're both going KC. How dare you, Samantha?
Yeah.
Seriously, babe. Sam. Kind of a name is Sam. Okay. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Green Bay, San Francisco.
Green Bay
is a 6-point home... home favorite as Green Bay. Should.
I'm not choosing with my heart this time. I'm choosing with my head.
Okay. I'm going, here's my caveat. I'm actually just going to take San Francisco. I would for sure take San Francisco with the points. 6 points. I think Frisco is going to do well.
Wow.
And the Bucks.
Here's the thing.
And the Whams.
I want you to be right because you have stated so many times that Aaron Rodgers falls apart in the playoffs.
And I may be Mike Giardi. You know the man.
I remember. We've had him on.
Famous guy. Good he was guy. In a break the other night. He said the same thing. He thinks it's around too early for Rodgers to fall apart.
Oh.
Yeah, he has.
I thought you always say that Aaron Rodgers has not won a Super Bowl. And someone
ready?
Commented
I'm not going to look. He won in 2011 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Any more questions?
He's right.
Yeah, but he's only been to one Super Bowl. That's what's funny to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, last game. Keep it together, please. We're almost done. Rams and Bucks.
Duh. I can't say anything, but I mean, and it's... Actually, you know what?
He's doing it.
I'm going to say Bucks.
Oh, you are? Okay. We're both going Bucks.
No, then I'm going Rams.
Are you?
No, wait. Did I actually say Bucks? You know what it was? In my head, I was thinking of a buck like that looks like a ram.
Oh, my God.
I was Which thinking one? Of the pictures.
A buck ram. Got it. Well, who are you taking?
Rams. They lost to him once.
They did not. The Rams beat the Bucks.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you think you're going to beat him again?
Yeah. Okay. And it's
let's go to mailbag.
Is it home game for Bucks?
Yes. It's already in here, so I'm sorry. You're locked in.
I just said it because I wanted to be different. I didn't want us to be the exact
same. I don't think you're wrong, quite frankly. I fear the Rams.
Here we go with the reverse.
All right, let's do some
mailbag.
There you go. We can wrap this thing up. I'm coming down feeling? From being angry.
I feel like the adrenaline has kind of left and it's like deflated.
I hate to say this. Like I would love to lose my patience on people who are like jerks.
Yeah. You wish it was more of
Mike
a jerk.
Was, first of all, very, very nice, which threw me off. And he answered the phone, which I didn't think there was a shot of. All things aside, when we get more information, I'm going to call Ryan after the show. If it turns out he's still taking people's money, I'll blast him again this week. But
I think we're all bummed out that you couldn't have lost your cool with him, right?
I think so. It was a letdown. Also bummed out I spent 30 minutes looking for a chair and didn't get one before the show. That's why I was late getting here.
You will never get a chair.
All right, mailbag, let's go.
All right.
I want 9 questions.
Fair. Scott Bolin has a question for you.
Quick.
He wants us to discuss this post he put up here, and without reading the whole thing, I'm just going to tell you, It's the thing about if you sell more than $600 on PayPal.
Let me just hit that. I got you.
Okay.
Pay taxes. I don't care. If you get a 1099, you're going to have to pay taxes. If you ever get audited, you're going to get taxed on stuff you took in as friends and family's payment. More platforms are sending 1099s. This is the thing of the future. You have to pay tax on income. We're done with this topic.
Let's just use the liar, liar quote. Quit breaking the law, butthead. He says another word there, but I cleaned
it
up.
It's not a lie. Okay, go ahead. Next.
Hey, it's our boy, Michael Ferrario. I haven't been able to say his name for a while. That's fun. Thanks, Mike.
The plumber.
Can you recommend specific marketplaces on Facebook or people to follow on Twitter or Instagram for buying / trading cards? And he's saying this because we do not allow that in the Facebook group.
Oh.
It helps clear the air a little bit.
I don't really know on Facebook. On Instagram, Nash Cards sells stuff all the time. But in terms of you selling, Mike, I would say make a post and people will drop links to Facebook groups that they like. There's a ton. I just don't spend enough time doing it.
Yeah. The Facebook group, they will definitely know where to go, but it's not in our group. Jeremy McMurtry, Mike Geo, and Jesse Gibson, your opinion on PSA 9 football. What do you like better, Donruss Optic rated rookies or Panini Prism RC holds for both base and silver?
So I like Panini if you're going to go prior to the 2019 year. After 2019, I like the rated rookie.
Yeah, my information is too short. I would have said Panini Prism because I thought that was the best. So, but that's because I'm also so new. He also says, great YouTube video today, guys. Thank you, Jeremy.
Sports Cards Nonsense. Watch that video.
Ebba Ramirez. Thoughts on Flawless Basketball, and what do you think the best way to break the product is? Random serial number, random teams, briefcase?
I like random serial number because it brings the cost down a little bit. It's expensive, though. No question.
Okay.
They're also saying there's like a triple LeBron logo, man. There's some crazy big cards in it this year. Not to mention you still got LaMelo and Anthony Edwards who are selling like crazy, Maxi. It's going to be insanely expensive.
What is that case going for? Because I saw someone post a picture. I think it was on Blowout.
24,000?
For a case?
For a master case, which is two briefcases. Two of what we did yesterday.
What's a first off the line?
Same thing, but they have different parallels in there.
But would the price be less or more?
No, more.
Okay. Because
it sold out at 12 grand yesterday.
Well, that's what it was. It was
per briefcase. So 25,000 a master case.
And a master case is two briefcases.
Correct. But first off the line, they sell as individual briefcases. But I think hobby is going to end up being in the 23 to 25 range still.
Did you get any first off the line?
No, but we got hobby. Eddie's going to break a couple cases of hobby. I think he has two masters.
Okay. Let's see. Jordan Freitas, have you had any experience with large auction houses? Any auction house preference for buying versus selling?
Oh, this is a planted question because we're getting paid by Golden on our YouTube. I mean, I've actually never used Golden, although I'm bidding on a lot of stuff right now. I think they're the best in the card world. I mean, Ken's the only guy I know who runs an auction house and is live every day.
Yeah, and you actually talk to the guy.
He pumps his stuff up. I mean, he does a good job marketing it. So
he's also, they're one of the few that I haven't heard as far as negative. Like, I mean, there's always something negative, but I just don't hear much negative about them. So,
and their pricing, I mean, it seems like it does really well. So that would be my pick. But I think there too, you got to go with expensive stuff. Because I think anything under the 10K mark, I would just send to eBay through one of our consigners.
And if I can throw this back to our first topic of the day, the fact that they got bought out by
Collectors Universe
kind of gives me a little peace of mind too, knowing that if they mess up, there's someone behind them to also help fix that. So, yep. Mark Feinsand.
Marky.
He's just throwing questions in here. Grading tickets, pro or con?
Pro for PC, con on the flip game, because I think there's too much pumping.
You know what though? Someone made a really good point. You don't get tickets. You don't get physical tickets anymore. It's like all digital. It's a limited commodity at this point. I kind of think it's only going to get bigger from here.
Could be. I kind of think too many people with a big microphone are talking about it. So I get nervous.
Dylan Brown, thoughts on the LaMelo market going to All-Star break?
I think he's kind of slowed off in a lot of his stuff as well. Post All-Star break, especially if they stay relevant in the playoffs, I think we'll see a very slow rise in pricing on, non-overpopulated base stuff.
Simmons believes he may fill in for KD due to his recent injury.
See, even if that happens, though, I don't think it helps his market right now. I think we have to get further into the season, closer to the playoffs.
I think LaMelo was on that sheet that we had this morning. And
yeah, he was. One of the most graded cards of Prism.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. Next, Zach Dinges. I want to say Zach Dingus. I don't think that's how you pronounce it, but I'm going to say
how you pronounce it.
Zach Dingus, thoughts on Topps bumping Chrome update boxes to $50?
Chrome, he must be talking about retail. I don't know. I don't buy retail enough to know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, even know what it was before that, quite frankly. So I would say if you think it's too high, just stay away from it. I mean, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Jeremy Mandel, given the growing gap between BGS and PSA and the downward trend in PSA prices, thoughts on carefully buying BGS True Gems to crack and sub to PSA as a longer term project?
Yeah, I mean, PSA, I guess I've not been successful personally doing it. So I tend to not mess with it too much. But yeah, there's a big discrepancy in price. I mean, my Jordan's worth $60,000 as a BGS 9.5 as opposed to $300 as a PSA 10. So,
okay,
you know, that's the other reason though too. I'm going down to SGC to try to crack all my big stuff. I'm going to have them grade it. Hopefully we can video document the whole thing. Brady's, the Jordan, all the big stuff, and just get an SGC holders because I like them going forward. I do think BGS is appealing in some aspects because it has become so cheap though. If you can crack and do it, great. I just, man, it's a... I would be afraid to do that with a big card.
Chris Duff, I know this is going to be funny. I haven't even read it. Did anyone Costanza the donuts after they were thrown in the trash?
I did good. I did not touch. Did you?
They're still there. I said, yeah, I think the donuts are still there.
They also haven't brought in a trash bag. Keep saying I'm going to bring trash bags.
There are 10 munchkins and one chocolate glazed donut. That's what I had gotten you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would smash that whole pile right now.
They're in the packages. You could do it right now.
I'm leaving. That's all my trash anyway. That's not even a trash barrel. That's a cabinet.
That's why I haven't been like, oh, I'll just go grab a trash bag. I've been throwing away all my trash and not in that trash can.
Oh, it's all me.
Yeah. It's all fast food too.
Yeah. It's like a cabinet right there for me. It's not even a trash can.
You're doing so good. Gino Barica, thoughts on draft Sapphire from 1 to 10. How ridiculous is the price bump to $200? And why is your answer 15?
I like the second part of that question. I don't know if it's ridiculous. Draft is selling really well. Guys go nuts for Sapphire. I think Topps is just raising the price out of the gate to, because that's what it's going to do anyways.
Yeah,
that's why I don't have a terrible issue with Topps raising prices, because it's not like that stuff was going to be $100 anyways. It was going to go to breakers like me or other people, and we were going to sell it for $200 because that's what the market was. So the fact that Topps is doing it on their own. Now, I do wonder, is this a Fanatics thing that we've seen pricing increases on some of these things, or was Topps going to do this anyways? That is a curiosity I have.
Maybe one day we can ask someone from there. Ruben Mitchell. Oh, I want to know your opinion on this. Is Goofy from Disney a cow or a dog?
I don't know which one Goofy is. I'm sorry. Pull up a picture real quick. I'll know him when I see him. I don't know him off the top of my head.
Okay. Here's
the question. I don't have a 7-year-old.
How devastating was your childhood?
I didn't have cable. So sorry, Richie. What in the world? That's a dog, right?
That's the question.
Yeah. What's a cow about that?
I don't know. I guess I could kind of see.
Plus, when has a cow ever been a main character?
Oh, wow. You're raising some really solid points. But it still disturbs me to no end that you didn't know what Goofy looked like.
Now that I see him, though, I know.
Yeah, this is like the Seth Rogen thing all over again.
I think Seth Rogen's overrated.
I'm not saying you're wrong. You just should have known who he was.
Okay, next.
Let's see.
Let's round it up. We're doing good. We're flying, finally.
Let's do Colin O'Rourke. Will the app include... Oh, this is an app question.
Are you skipping good questions or no?
I'm going to go back. I just wanted to jump down. Will the app include an option to help get cards graded?
Yes. Details to follow. But we have some sub guys on board. No shock who they are and who they will be. You can grade directly through them. Yep.
Brett,
how... And also consign when you get those cards back right on the app. And it's not going to be with guys who take your money, whether they're nice or not. That's the Ringer Podcast Network. We are done. It'd be great. We just end the show right there. Walk off.
Brett Hollimore, is BGS still the go-to for Bowman first auto cards?
I went with PSA for a bunch of mine. I mean, SGC. And for the expensive stuff, I went PSA. I don't think it is. It's too expensive and it's selling the same as SGC, which gets your cards back faster and cheaper. So, nope.
Boy, I'm going to butcher this last name. Mike Bleach. That's what it looks like.
Bleach.
Is it Bleach?
Bleak? I already answered this question, though.
I know, but...
Oh, go ahead. Read it. I'm sorry.
Why don't you guys ever mention Twitter? The hobby is huge on there. Seems like a better place to buy, sell than Facebook groups.
And here's his handle, by the way. At CardGuyMike1. I never see anything useful on Twitter, and
Twitter is not the place I would think for...
Maybe it is. I think Twitter is useless for us. It is.
I would say we don't get much love. And so I'm not saying that just because we don't. I just don't see other people getting much love on Twitter either.
Yeah, I agree. But maybe we're missing out. I don't know.
It's not
follow possible. Mike.
Wally Card. Mike, good question about Rice's rookie from last show. According to Cardbase, there have been over 1,700 sales of his 86 tops in raw condition over the last 12 months. To put it in perspective, the Ohtani, I just hit more and this goes on for three paragraphs.
Oh,
so,
don't do that.
I don't even know if there's a question in this. Wally Card, thanks for reaching out.
I mean, it's five. Yeah. I don't, what are you supposed to do there?
Just thought that it was a good question to ask.
Oh,
I didn't see a question mark though. So
that's a lot of stuff.
But Wally, we really appreciate you and for being who you are. Stephen Dunbar, PSA opening up a $50 service. Does this change your thoughts on using PSA? We've already expressed, and plus we'd have to be a member to use them anyways.
It doesn't. I mean, for right now it doesn't. I'm still using for big stuff.
Max Nolan, I did my first break with GeoBreaks the other day and had a really great experience.
Must have been with Eddie. He was not with me.
Eddie helped me out a lot and gave me a very warm welcome to the group. Why can't all breakers be like this?
What a planted.
I swear we're not planting these questions.
What a planted question. I am. Thank you for putting that in.
Thank you.
I got my $20 worth. Because Eddie's the best, period. I'll put him up against anybody. Great community. No question.
That's it, baby.
Oh, we're done.
Thank you guys for making
Somebody at Smyrna is calling me.
The 100th episode just all the more magical. There was anger. There were tears.
It would have been great if there was an epic rant. If that guy was really mean, yelled at him
just
like a maniac.
Just exploded. We got more stuff coming up this year, guys. We're really pumped. We know we talked about the last episode of last year. We talked all about the things that we like and all the things we want to add coming up this year. None of that, even though some of those things have not been implemented, that doesn't mean they're not going to be.
We're going to have hockey, guys.
We're going to have soccer.
And the kid thing. We did it already.
Yeah. Some guys like that. And you know, we'll just give us a little more time on some of those things, but we're so glad that you're here with us and be sure to check out the YouTube.
Yeah, there you go.
With the closer.
Sports Cars Nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. We'll be back on Monday.
Bye. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Play the music. You did it.